Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
You may recall that Zimri was commander of only half the charioteers, 1 Kings 16 verse 9. So when Omri replaced him, he had the loyalty of only half the people. Thus, quote, "The people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king, and half followed Omri." Verse 21. As if the division between Israel and Judah wasn't bad enough, now even Israel was divided in two. How often we are reminded that schism can lead ultimately to ruin. Paul warned the Corinthians that, quote, "contentions could result in," quote, "divisions," 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 and 11. Remember that divisions in a body are referred to as, gulp, amputations. Well, in the case of this division in Israel, they simply used brute force to overcome the problem. Obviously not the best solution. Quote, "The people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Omri reigned." 1 Kings 16:22. Omri purchased the hill of Samaria, providing a centralized capital for the northern nation, where it remained throughout Israel's history. But, sad to say, quote, "Omri did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all who were before him. For he walked in all the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin." Verses 25 and 26. "When I was a boy and had irritated my sister to the point of retaliation, my dad would take me to his study and read the account of Jeroboam," quote, "in his sin by which he had made Israel sin. He would then explain to me again," there was no need, I knew the sermon by heart, "that Jeroboam was not only accountable for his own sin, but was also responsible for the sin he caused others to commit. We should be provoking people, but always to love and good works." Hebrews 10, verse 24.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.